We're continuing the Shir on Likut Halachas, Evan Ezer, Hilchas Piriyah Verivyah Vehilchas Ishus, Halacha Aleph, in middle of paragraph Zion. In our versions, it's page 10, left-hand column, the third paragraph. This halacha, we said, is based on chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the major, major chapters. It was one of the Rosh Hashanah Shurim, where Rabbeinu Zal spoke about a few big topics. He spoke about the topic of Emunas Chachamim, which we touched on. He also touched upon the topic of Smicha, giving Smicha to people who are really qualified for it. He spoke about the writings of the Jewish people being effective. And he also spoke about the Soid Ho'ibur, which is the knowledge that one needs to be able to know how to run the Jewish calendar, the holidays, the Kiddush HaChodesh, when to add a month for a leap year. The Gemara speaks about this in several places, and the Sifrei Kabbalah talk about this. It's called the Soid HaIbur, the secret, because this is on a spiritual level. This is all about how the sun and moon interact, which is the Hashem and the Shekhinah, and there's a lot of depth to this on many levels. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas mashikos l'shom." What we've been learning here so far is related to what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran, "She'al yedei zeh," that as a result of being poigem in emunas chachamim, and as a result of that, our writings becoming defective, the problems with our hands, the yodayim, as a result of all of that, nilkach soid hoibur meitonu, Hashem takes away from us the knowledge of the secret of knowing how to, I think it's called the intercalculation of the year. Ki ein yecholim lohoilid neshomois gedoilois, ein shom. Because as Rabbeinu Zal says there, as a result of committing sins in these areas of pigam emunas chachomim, pigam abris, these things, as a result of this, we are not able to bring into the world great souls who would be qualified to know this soid hoibur. Kalidei ovoin ze chasasholom, gam kein ein yecholin lohoilet neshomois gedoilos. And certainly, Rav Nosson says, as a result of the sin that we just spoke about at the end of the previous year, the sin of hoitzoa zera levatola, that for sure results in not being able to bring high-level souls into the world, because these souls get trapped in the Sitra Achra. Every time a person releases seed, it releases a neshama into the world. And if the seed is released in vain, that neshama doesn't have a body to go into, it doesn't have a place of holiness to go into, so it goes to the other side, chas v'shalom, and it gets trapped there, and it gets used there. They draw strength from that. Ki haneshamois ha'ashukois al yedei zeh heim neshamois gedoilois me'oid kemuva. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the souls that get released from heaven as a result of this type of sin, hoitzah zer levatola, are usually very high-level souls. And that's why the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, works to get the person to commit the sin, because he knows that this is going to release a nuclear soul, a very high-level soul, which as a result of the sin is going to go to the Sitra Achra and be trapped there, end up being trapped there. The Arizal talks about this in a number of different places. One of the places is especially where he speaks about the greatest souls, like the soul of Moshiach, which we find had to go through the most strange, incredible things. Lot having a relationship with his daughter, and then Yehuda and Tamar, Yehuda with his daughter-in-law, and then Yishai with a maidservant, the whole story that the Gemara brings, one after another, that all of this was preordained from heaven in order to be able to sneak out the soul of Dovid HaMelech and the soul of Moshiach from the Sitra Achra in a fair way, in a way that the Sitra Achra could not say, where's Bechira? There's no Bechira. And one of the ways that's done is by taking the soul, throwing it into the mud, into filth, and from there being able to sneak it out. Another example is Avraham Avinu, who was born to Terach and his wife, who were super idol worshippers. And the Gemara says also that they had relations only when she was impure, in order to try to drown the holiness, in order to try to drown that soul that would come from them, to make sure that it would have no chance. And yet Hashem worked it out that from there came Avraham Avinu, who was able to stand up to the whole world. Avraham Hoivri. Back inside, now Rav Nosson Zal says, continuing following the path of Likutei Moran, of the chapter on Likutei Moran there, Vayidezeh, and as a result of messing up in these areas, Ein Loi Eitzah Shleima, the person does not have clarity. The person doesn't have direction. They don't know what to do. They don't have clear advice and direction of what to do. Ki nidoin b'moisrois mida keneged mida. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person who makes fun of the words of the rabbis gets punished, gets judged with excrement, waste matter. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk that because of the fact that he showed disrespect to the words of the rabbis, that to him the words of the rabbis were like waste, his punishment is, chas v'shalom, that he is judged in waste matter. In fact, the Gemara gives an example. The Gemara in Gittin, where it speaks about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, tells the story of the convert Unkelus, who before he set out on his search, decided to consult with three major players. He consulted with Bilam, he consulted with Uncle Titus, and he consulted with Yeshu. Those are the three people he wanted to consult with before he chose a path in life. And the Gemara says how he met with each one of them and asked them their opinion of what he should look for. And should he connect with the Jewish people? So the Gemara says the two non-Jews, Bilam and Titus, said, stay away from the Jews, seek their harm, not their good. Even after they died and they're in the world of truth, even there they did not encourage him to be positive to join with the Jewish people. Yeshu, who was one of the worst of the worst of the worst, the Gemara says, Yeshu said to him, seek their good, not their harm. Seek only the good of the Jewish people, not their harm. And the Gemara comments, look at this. The worst, worst Jew is still a far cry from a non-Jew. But the Gemara says, in each one of the three cases, Unkelus asked them, by the way, what's your punishment up there in heaven for the terrible things that you did? Titus, his uncle, was the one who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Bilam was Bilam. We know who Bilam was. And he asked Yeshu, what is your punishment? So he said that every single day they put me back together and they boil me in excrement, in filth. And the Gemara says, because his sin was mocking the words of the Chachamim. He came out especially against the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah. So this, in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal touches on that topic. So now Rav Nosson Zal connects it to what he was just speaking about before, the issue of Hoitzoa Zera Levatola. So Rav Nosson Zal says the punishment of not having clear advice and clear direction is mido keneged mido, is a direct result of the sin that the person committed. Why? Al yedei shehivshit levushei hamoyach, because we learned earlier that when a person commits this sin of zera levatola, he's taking seed which originates in the brain, which is chachma, which can't be allowed to enter the domain of the sitra achra unless it has garments, packaging, major packaging. But as a result of this type of sin, he strips away the packaging, he strips away the levush. He allows that light of chachma to go down into the sitra achra unclothed, without any levush. V'himshich tipe hamoyach b'li levushim. He's drawing these droplets from the brain without a garment, without a body to go into, without any keli. And as a result, ayidezeh oilin hamoisrois shehem sitra achra, because he sent this chachma down into the sitra achra sends a package back up. It sends what it has. It sends moisrois, which is waste, excrement, which is the sitra achra, umalbishin umesavavin esmoichoi, and they cloak his brain. They wrap up the person's brain. Mida keneged mida, you know, to punish him directly for what he did. He took chachma and sent it out into the sitrachra balilavush. The sitrachra sends up garments. It sends up levushim of the sitrachra. It sends up this waste matter, rachmona litzlan, which is malbish and mesavev his moyach. And when that happens, vayidezeh ein loy eitzo shlema, the person now can't think clearly. They can't figure out what to do. Kinevgemes ho eitzo, because the power of clear advice has become defective. Shehem bechinas tipe hamoyach, which is also related to these droplets in the brain. Bibechinas, as the Gemara says in Brachas, page 61, kloyois yoyatzois, that advice comes from the kidneys. The Gemara over there in Brachas at the end shows which part of the body is related to all kinds of different functions. So the Gemara says there that advice is associated with the kloyois, the kidneys, shehem klei ha-hoylodo, which also play a role in giving birth, in bringing a child into shemevashlin hatipa. They help develop the droplet, the seed which originates from the brain, the Sifrei Kabbalah show, travels down the body into the kidneys, where there it gets further developed before it goes further into the reproductive organs. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, where he discusses the topic of Eitzah, drawing Eitzahs from Tzadikim. There Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person receives an Eitzah from a Tzadik, it's like he's marrying a Tzadik. When a person receives advice from somebody who's not a Tzadik, it's like a marriage with a Sitrachra. Because again, the Gemara says advice comes from the Kloyos, and the Kloyos are involved in the Zera. So it's like a marriage. It's when a person's receiving advice, he's receiving tipe hamoyach, droplets of the brain that come from that person. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal brings the pasuk that when Chava received advice from the snake, it says she said, hanochosh hishiani. The snake gave me advice. She uses the word hishiani, which is nisuin, marriage. And that's the wording that's used in the Gemara, in the Zohar HaKadosh, hitil bo zuamo, that the snake injected a filthy droplet into Chava, kaviochel, referring to this advice, this wrong advice. V'alkein, so therefore, this person who's poigim in the bris, and is therefore poigim in emunas chachomim, atzosoi bebechinas atzas noshim, his advice becomes like the advice of women, She'ein atzosom shlema, where usually their advice is not healthy. Usually they're not giving the right advice. Kiheim smuchim el hasitrachra kemuva, as we mentioned the previous year, because women are naturally closer to the sitrachra. Women represent malchus, which is the bottom of the kedusha. It's the lowest level of the kedusha, and therefore they are the most vulnerable and susceptible to the sitrachra. V'alkein, heim ne'echozim bohem, and that's why the sitrachra attaches itself to the woman, u'mevalvelin atzosom, and confuses them, gets them to draw the wrong conclusions. This is why sometimes a person will have a case where a wife will chas v'shalom discourage a person from doing the right thing and encourage a person to do the wrong thing. Sometimes when it comes, especially when it comes to machloikis, family feuds and things like that. Sometimes, again, not all women. There are women that are tzidkonios. The Gemara, the Torah says about certain women that Oyin ben Peles, his wife, saved him. And there were many women tzidkonios. But we're talking about a default and a norm and a natural state that women are more easily vulnerable and susceptible and drawn into the sitrachra. In terms of chasram, sometimes encouraging a person not to talk to this relative, not to talk to that one, chasram, that kind of advice, which isn't always the right thing. Avul ho'ish ein samuch lohem kol kach. Whereas the man is not naturally as close to the sitrachra as the woman is. V'alkein, Moichoi va'atzosoi ein mislabesh bohem. And for this reason, his brain his ability to decide the right decisions is not naturally cloaked in the sitra achra. They don't attach themselves as easily to him, but rather, rak atzosoi mislabesh bebechinas emuna, but rather the man's etza, if he's okay, if he's doing the right thing, his etza is cloaked in emuna, betoich gvul hakdusha, within the framework, within the boundary of holiness. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 25, etzois meirochoik emuna oimen. That the advice which comes from a high, very high level, from a distant place, which Rabbein Azal discusses in chapter 35 in Likut Imran and 105, and in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 40, that Eitzos originate in Chachma. Mislabshin besoichu emuna kanal. The chachma travels down, all the way down to the malchus, to emuna, to the kloyos, as we said before, to the kidneys, and it's cloaked over there. Avol kishe poigem. However, when a person is poigem in the bris, like we learned in the previous year, ve'ein malbish atzosoi shubchinas tipe amoyach, and he doesn't package the eitzah, which is those droplets coming from the brain, he doesn't see to it that they should have the proper packaging, the proper levush. Bibchinas emuna, he doesn't wrap them in emuna, but rather, rak shemam shichom lemato lachutz chas v'sholem, he allows those droplets from the moyach to travel down outside chas v'sholem, to the sidra achra. Ayidezeh, then the sitra achra says, no problem, we'll put our packaging on it. We'll put our levush on it. And then that levush travels back up to the brain. And then that person's advice becomes referred to as the advice of women. Rabbeinu Zal over there, Likut Imran, discusses the fact, the Gemara speaks about women, that where do they consult with each other? In the bathroom. This is the wording in the Gemara, that women talk to each other. Again, sometimes in those days, there weren't bathrooms in the homes. It was outside. And when a woman would go, she wouldn't go alone. She would go with another woman. And they would talk to each other in order that they should be, people should know that there are people there and that there's more than one person, said they shouldn't be attacked or harmed in any way. So the Gemara makes the statement of that the place of Atzas Noshim is Moisrois, is that place. Again, this is a generality. Obviously, there are special exceptions to this. Maybe wait. Oh. If we're not recording, maybe Yaakov, maybe hold off for a moment.
All exceptions are all the same.
Question? A question was raised earlier regarding when a husband and wife are together and there is seed, if a child is not born from that, is that considered wasted seed, chas v'sham, in any way? The answer is most definitely not. The Sifrei Kabbalah discuss this, explain it, and show how every single time that there is a union bekashrus, a kosher union between husband and wife, it generates holiness. Holiness, sometimes in the form of a child, sometimes there's all kinds of other things going on, which with Hashem's help we'll learn more about in the future. Okay, back inside. Paragraph Ches, V'tikunoi, and Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, that if a Jew was poigem in emunas chachomim, and he was nidoin b'moisrois, and his eitzah went off track, and he doesn't have the soid hoibur, what's the tikkun? The tikkun is alidei b'chinas mayim tohirim. There are purifying waters that can correct all of this. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel chapter 36, v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohirim, I will sprinkle you, I'll pour on you purifying waters. Utahartem mikol chateisa, you'll be purified from everything. Shehi bechinas mikvah elyoina. This refers to the heavenly mikvah, which is also referred to as Chesed Elyon V'Das Godol. In spiritual terms, it's referred to as a very high level of Chesed and Das. Shayidei Zeh, because we know that Das is called Kimolo Ha'oretz Deos Hashem Kamayim Layam Mechasim. Das is compared to waters also, the waters of the ocean. And Chesed, Meimei HaChesed. Shayidei Zeh Nimshach Shefa Rav. And this causes a flow of tremendous spiritual goodness, L'sakein Pigam Zeh, to correct this Pigam. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Iker Tikkun Ovoin Zeh Al Yedei Das Elyon. Because the main tikkun for this sin, Pigam HaBris, which again we said originates in the brain, the main tikkun for it comes from Das Elyon. Ki Ad Shom Pogam Kanal, because we said that this sin affected the Das, the brain, the Chochma, the Moichin. V'chein Isa B'mayimor Uviyoyim HaBikurim, and Rabbeinu Zal also mentions this in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, Shemayim Tohoirim HaNemorim B'Posik V'Zorakti Anal, that the purifying waters that are mentioned in this Posuk, Heim B'chinas Mikva Elyoyino Shel Das Godol V'Chesed Elyoyin. This refers to the high-level spiritual mikva of the highest levels of Das and Chesed. Bechinas mikveh shel shavuos, like the mikveh of the night of shavuos, shehu kabbalas haTorah, which is the time when the Jews received the Torah, vehi bebechinas mon, it's referred to as mon, the 50th level, ubechinas matzah, and it's also referred to as matzah, shehi ugo shehoitziu mimitzrayim, which the Gemara says that the cakes which the Jews took out of Egypt tasted like mon. The Gemara says, Ugo shehoitziu mimitzrayim, to'amu bo tamon. It had a taste of mon. So the matzah was also that spiritual food, that food of the 50th level. Shehi bechinas machloikes l'shem shamayim. And over there in Torah Nun Vav, Rabbeinu Zal explains how that's tied into the machloikeses that we find in the Torah Shebal Peh, in Mishnayos, things like that. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran. Nemtza, so we see from that chapter, Shebechinas mikveh elyoina nasis alidei machloikis shebigdusha daika, that this heavenly mikveh, these purifying waters that are so powerful that they can even purify them from the worst sins, they are generated through machloikis of kedusha, through holy machloikis. Shehu bechinas matzah, which is associated with matzah. It's brought that the word matzah means machloikis, matzusa umariva. We had it in last week's parsha, Vayechi, where it talks about the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik fighting with him. It says that they were Shimon v'Levi Achim, klei chomos mechirasem. I believe the Targum brings it over there by Shimon and Levi or by Yosef. It uses this word matzusa to refer to machloikis. So machloikis dikdusha means a person studying Mishnah, learning Torah Shebal Peh, which has this machloikis of kedusha. And mikveh is able to correct and fix this type of sin, this sin of pigam habris, including hoitzah zera levatola. Ki ikar hatvila, because the main mikveh that we have today for men is lebalei keryon beyoser, refers specifically to men who have a problem with seed, bal keri. K'mo yisham Rabbi Sein Azal, as the Gemara says, Ezra tikein tvila lebalei keryon daika, that Ezra HaSofer, the great tzaddik, he made a takona that a balkeri must toivel in the mikveh before saying the Shema, before being allowed to study Torah. Nemtza, we see therefore, shemikveh hi tikun inyan zeh, that mikveh is a tikun for this problem of keri, mikra laila. Vezeh bechinas mayim tohirim hanemorim kan. And this is the purifying waters that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in Torah Samach Aleph. Shehein bechinas mei meriva, which are also associated with the waters of machloikis, shenasimi machloikis. Hainu, Bechinas mikveh elyoina. Again, this refers to a very high spiritual level, the heavenly mikveh, mikveh shel kabbalah satoira, ki ikra al yedei shleimus satoira. Because the real effectiveness of the Torah, the real perfection of Torah, is shenishlam Torah shebichsav al yedei Torah shebal peh. When the written Torah is completed and perfected and expounded on through the Torah shebal peh, al yedei hamachloikis, through the constant battle that goes on in the Torah shebal peh, kemoy shekosov shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, in Torah Nunvov and in Torah Samach Aleph. Rabbeinu Zal quotes from the Zohar HaKodesh, from the Arizal, that the word Moshe, we know Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah. It's brought that the words Moshe Rabbeinu are Begematria Taryag, 613. Moshe makes up the first letters of Machloikes Shammai Hillel. These two are in Shas, represent like the leaders, major, major leaders of the battles, the debates throughout Shas. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we see from there, the Gemara says that despite all their battles, they were the best of friends. They, even though they held differently, they had different laws regarding marriage, where according to one, this person was not allowed to marry this one. If they did, it was a major sin. And according to the other one, it was perfectly kosher. The Gemara says they definitely did intermarry. They followed their customs and everything. But they maintained love, respect, complete love and respect with the Machloikas. So their Machloikas was pure Machloikas of Kedusha. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Torah Nun Vav that Machloikas L'Shem Shamayim is a higher level das than when there's no Machloikas. He shows how the only way you can have creativity sometimes is if people agree on everything, if a person is a yes man, only yes, 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 then there's no room for creativity. If you have two people who don't see things alike, and when a certain situation comes up, this one pulls to the right, this one pulls to the left, and they both arguing, each one is defending their point, in the middle there's room for creativity, there's room to build. By putting together both forces, the red and the white, the black and the blue, or you know, being able to function, and our Shas, our Torah Shebal Peh, which is the source of all of our Das, is the result of this holy, holy Machloikas, which is referred to as a higher level Das than regular Das. Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this a lot in those two chapters in Likutei Moran, and we're going to have quite a bit in Likutei Halachos on that topic. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ki inyan ze nistaken al yedei machloikes shebikdusha daika," because this sin that we discussed, that we're discussing here, the sin of wasting seed, pigam abris, is corrected specifically through holy machloikes, shehu bechinas tikun abris, which is referred to as tikun abris. How? The afrish bein mayim eloin letatoin, where we separate between the upper waters and the lower waters. Bechinas machloikis Shammai vehillel, like the machloikis of Shammai and Hillel, where there was nothing wrong with it, there was nothing bad. Usually machloikis, we say, is the sitra achra. Achtus is kedusha, Hashem echod is kedusha. The sitra achra is called Elokim acherim, plural. So usually singular is kedusha, plural is sitra achra. But we know Machloikis Shammai Hillel is within the Kedusha. That's a holy, holy Machloikis. That's the division between the upper waters and the lower waters. Kemuva b'Zohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh speaks about this. V'alkein, tikun zois ha-machloikis shebikdusha, and therefore, this tikun of holy Machloikis, ayidezeh nistakein v'nimtak Machloikis the Sitra Achra. This corrects the Machloikis of the Sitra Achra, Shehu Bechinas Hisgabrus Mayin Mesoavin Al Mayin Dachin, which is when impure waters try to take over the pure waters. See, in the Kedusha, there's upper waters and lower waters. That's one battle. That's Machloikis the Kedusha. There's another battle, which is pure waters against impure Tomei waters. Bechinas pigam eitz hadas toivora, such as in the Pegama, the Eitz Hadas, which was good and bad, Shehu Bechinas Pegam Ovoin Zeh, which is the concept of this sin, Hoitzah Zera Levatola, which is referred to as Shenis Arev Toivora, where good gets mixed up with bad. Good meaning the droplet, which originated in a place of holiness, Chachma, gets mixed up with Tuma, Chas Umizgaber Chas V'Shalom Achloikas the Sitra Achra. And the power, the opposition force of the Sitra Achra overtakes the good and the holiness that was in that droplet. Sheboze pogam odom orishim beitz hadas. And this is also related to the sin of odom orishim with the eitz hadas. K'moshom Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 38, odom orishim moshuch bo'orlosoy hoya. Odom orishim was steeped in orla. Orla means pigam abris. V'alkein nemar boy, and that's why the Torah says about Adam and Chava, after they ate from the Eitz Hadas, Vayedu ki erumim heim. They realized that they were naked. Ki ze iker pegam chet ze. Because that's what the pegam of Hoitzoa Zera Levatol is all about. Shenasin bechinas oroim b'li levush. That we're releasing a holiness without the garment that's supposed to go along with it. And as a result of this negative machloikis, the machloikis of the pigama, the Eitz Hadas, as a result of that, mizgabrin mayin mesovin, the impure waters become strong. Bibichinas, as it says, by the flood, vahamayim govru ma'oid ma'oid al horitz. That the waters of the flood rose higher and higher to drown the world, to flood the world. Sheheim mei hamabul. This refers to the waters of the flood. Shebo'u al ovoin zeh, which came as a result of this sin, that the people were steeped in this type of sin, pigam abris, all kinds of pigam abris. Shemizgabrim chas v'sholem, and when that happens, these tomei waters gain strength, they become stronger and stronger, ad asher vayechusu kol hehorim agvoyim, to the point where they can cover up even the tall mountains, she'oilim chas v'sholem ad hamoichin, which means these waters of Tumah, usually the Tumah is below the Kedusha, these waters of Tumah rise, they flood the Malchus, and they flood all the way, they reach up to the tops of the mountains, which means the Moichim, Sheim Bechinas Horim Gvoyim, which are referred to as tall mountains, Umechasin Umesavivim Oysam, and cover them up, and drown them in a sense. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Chavakuk, chapter 1, Rosho Machtir Es Hatzadik. The Rosho encircles the tzaddik. Machtir, a keser, is something that's round, that goes around the head. And again, a keser is something that goes on top of the head. So sometimes the rosh rises to such a level that he goes above the head. Bebechinas moisrois, in the form of this waste matter, sheheim ha-sitra achra, which is the sitra achra, ha-oilin el hamoyach, which goes into the person's brain and clouds his brain. So suddenly he can't think straight. He has to make decisions, and suddenly he's confused. He makes the wrong decision. Shezeh bechinas mishpot me'ukol. As Rabbeinu Zal talks about this over there in Torah Samach Aleph, mishpot is justice. A beit mishpot is a court that's supposed to figure out who's right and who's wrong, what the right thing is, what the wrong thing is. So there's mishpatei emes, there's sometimes when they come up with a right decision, they diagnose the situation correctly, and sometimes there's mishpat me'ukol, crooked mishpat, corruption and crookedness. And it's brought that the word me'ukol is the letters Amalek, who is the one who is appointed over Pegam HaBris, asher korcho baderech, korcho, keri, vayizaniv b'cho kol ha'necheshola ma'acharecho. She'ein mishpat borer. As a result of this sin, there is no clarity. The mishpat, the ability to judge, the person loses their sense of judgment. ki ein yecholin levarer hamishpat vadin, the person is no longer able to clarify the mishpat, the justice, and the judgment, al yedei hisgabrus machlekes shel ha-sitra achra, as a result of the fact that the machlekes of the sitra achra is flooding him and attacking him, shemekabeles hadas kanal. The sitra achra which received the das in the form of these droplets that went to the sitra achra. Sheze bechinas eitzo she'eino shlema. This is an example where the person does not have proper advice. They can't figure out what the right thing to do is. Shehi nechtzis lishnayim, where the person's direction becomes split. There's a split decision. Doesn't know whether to go this way or that way. Ve'eino yochoy lahatoyso letzad echod. And the person can't decide which one to choose, the right or the left. Shehi bechinas machloikis de sitra achra. This is the concept of a machloikis of the sitra achra. She'eino nichras, which is never resolved. Those kind of machloikises, their fight, when they're arguing, they're not trying to come to a peace. They're arguing to make an excuse to kill each other, to fight, to have one kill the other one, that kind of thing. Vehitamid nechtzeis venechlekes. Their power of Eitzah is always split, divided. Ki eino roitze bahachra. They don't want a decision. They don't want a. They're not looking for compromise, like our wonderful peace partners. Talk about peace, negotiation, circus. You take a three-year-old kid watching this and start listening to this, it's the most obvious thing imaginable that there isn't a one in a billion, trillion percent of a chance that these people are looking for any kind of achdus, looking for any kind of unity. Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that by the Sitra Achra, they are called Alma de Pruda. They're all about separation. United Nations, everybody knows. There's nothing whatsoever united in that place, other than when it comes to kill the Jews. It's the only issue they can try to unite on. And thank Hashem that Hashem doesn't allow it to happen. So therefore, since the Sitra Achra and Pegam HaBris is all about machloikis of the Sitra Achra, V'alkein tikuno alidei machloikis shebikdusha. The solution for this, the way we fix this, is through holy machloikis. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshoi. We have a rule in Kabbalah that whenever you want to sweeten a din, you have to go to the source of din. You have to go in there and do it using their tools. V'alkein alidei machloikis shebikdusha b'chinas mei meriva nimtak machloikis shebesitra achra shebechinas mayin mesoavin moisrois. And therefore, through the different examples of holy machloikis, through that we correct and fix the machloikis of the sitra achra, which is the impure waters trying to take over the pure waters. V'alkein hamei meriva metaharin hamoisrois. And therefore, Rabbein Ezal shows there in Torah Samach Aleph that the waters of machlokes of Kedusha, are what purify from these moisrois. Ayin shom heitev, look over there in Torah Samach Aleph well. V'zeo gamkein b'chinas mashikos of Rabbein Ezal b'maymar b'chat soisrois. And Rabbein Ezal says this is also directly related to what Rabbein Ezal writes in chapter 5 in Likutei Moran, Vezel Shoinoi, and these are his words. This was the first Rosh Hashanah shir that Rabbein Ezal heard when he came to Rabbein Ezal. He met Rabbi Nachman in Elul. Rabbein Ezal at the time was living in the city of Breslov. No, sorry, Rabbein Ezal was living in the city of Nemerov, which was about 10 kilometers from Breslov. And he heard, there were rumblings that a new rabbi came into town, into the city of Breslov, a great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, and he's making waves. And there were different people that went to check him out. So there was one person from Rabbein Ezal's city who went for slichas to Rabbein Ezal, and he came back, and Rabbein Ezal saw him davening, and he said, something's gotten into this guy. He's davening completely different than I ever saw him daven before. That rabbi must be something. We have to check him out. So Rav Nosson Zal and Rav Naftali Zal, a few friends, went. They spent a couple of days with Rabbeinu Zal, and Rav Nosson Zal saw this is something serious. Went back home to get his stuff and came for Rosh Hashanah. That was his first Rosh Hashanah. That's when Rabbeinu Zal gave this shir, Torah Hey, in the first half of Likut Imran. And one of the important pieces that Rabbeinu Zal said is what we're about to quote now. Because at that time, Rabbeinu Zal was a controversial figure. There was already controversy, the Shpalazay, the different things going on at the time. And Rabbeinu Zal wanted to address it up front, right away, for Rav Nosson Zal to hear about this and to know how to deal with it. So there, Rabbeinu Zal says, V'tamin, you must believe, you must know, Shekol hamachloikis, matzus umarivoi, sheyesh bein hatzadikim hashleimim huamitim, that any time that you observe controversy, conflict, arguments among true tzadikim, eino elo bishvilcha, it's only because of you. It's happening because of you. So that you should witness this, bechinas, as the pasuk says, Oizen shoymas toichachas chaim bekerev chachomim tolin. The literal translation of that pasuk is that if a person wants to hear proper reprimand, good healthy reprimand, you should spend time tolin, you should spend nights with chachomim, with good rabbis. But Rabbeinu Zal interpreted this pasuk, the word tolin means to spend the night, the word tolin is also tluna, complaints, machloikis. Bekerev chachomim tolin. When a person observes machloikis among chachomim, he should know that it's tochacha for him. He is being reprimanded. Meaning, kishishomea hatluna isomarivoi, shebekerev chachomim tzorech lahamin shehu bishviloi. The person has to believe that this is because of me. It's because of me that they're arguing and fighting. Bechinas toichachas chayim. And this is a reprimand that's supposed to give me life, meaning, lohoichichoi al shepogam betipe moichoi. This is a reprimand for the one who's witnessing this to know that the reason why they're witnessing this, the reason why they're seeing rabbis fighting is to remind them that their brain is messed up, that they've been poigem in their tipe amoyach, the one who's witnessing this, she'olov nemar, about which the pasuk says, v'lo yasigu orchois chayim, that a person who messes up his brain will not be able to achieve the path of life. Ayin sham, look over there in Torah Hei Likut Imran, v'yoytse misham, what comes out of that piece is, shedaiko machloikes shebigdusha shebein atzadikim, that it's specifically the controversy and conflict among the tzadikim who bishvil toichocho v'tikun lepegam tipe amoyach. That's a form of reprimand and that's a form of correction for those people whose brains have been defiled with pegam abris, bechinas toichachas chayim. This is a toichocho that will give them life. Because Rabbeinu Zal quotes there from the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that there's two kinds of people. There are people who will see this conflict and they'll say, oh, you see, they're all fighting, they're all no good. And he'll walk away. He'll use that as an excuse not to have contact with rabbis, with tzaddikim. And there's another person who will look at this and witness this and say, hey, I know it's not them. I know that they're good people. If I'm seeing something bad, it's my receptacle that's messed up. It's my brain that's messed up. And this will lead the person to do tshuva, to try to improve himself. This will not push him away from tzaddikim. Rabbeinu Zal shows there from the Zohar HaKadosh that in order that there should be bechira, in order that there should be free choice, the tzaddikim have to put on this performance sometimes to make it look as if there's major conflict between them, to keep away those who don't deserve to come close. Those people are going to see that and say, oh, you see? You see? And therefore, that's going to be an excuse not to come close to rabbis or tzaddikim or chassidim, etc. Whereas Rabbeinu Zal was telling Rav Nosson Zal that if you see any of this or hear any of this, you better take the right lesson from it, the right message, to know that it's a message for you to improve yourself. Nimtza, so we see from there also, Shemachloikes Shebigdusha, Hu Tikun Ovoin Zeh, that a machloikes in holiness, a holy machloikes, is the tikkun for that pegam tipe amoyach, bechinas mei mariva, the waters of arguments. Paragraph tes. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there, val yidei zeh, and as a result of this machloikes of kedusha, what happens? Nasin ribui sforim. It generates books, more books and more books. Rashi says like this, the Ramban says like this, the Ritva says like this. Each one writes his 500 or 5,000 pages explaining his path, why he understands the Torah this way, differently from that one. We have Rashi ala Torah, we have Ramban ala Torah, we have each one, hundreds, thousands of pages. Based on this, this machloikis results in exploding and expanding the Torah. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 12, Asois Sforim Harbe, Ein Kates, generate multitude of Sforim, infinite. Vaideze Nistakein Venimtak, Bechinas Kates Kolbosor Bolifonai. And this serves as a tikkun for Pegamabris. We know when there was Pegamabris, during the generation of the flood, it also uses the word kates there. It uses the word kates about the many sforim that are written through the machlokes of Kedusha. When Hashem brought the flood, it said, kates kol bosar bolofanai. The end of man has come up on my screen, Hashem says. I've decided to put an end to mankind. Sheze nemar al pegam avoyim doyer hamabul. That pasuk is written about the sin of the generation of the flood, shechotu bozeh. Their sin was especially pegamabris, wasting seed, those types of sins. V'alkein nimtak al yidei bechinas asoy svarim harbein kates. What's the solution for that? What's the tikkun for that sin, for the kates kol bosar? The tikkun is asoy svarim en kates. Producing another sefer and another sefer, a new sefer, new sforim coming out every minute. Ki ribui hasforim shenas michidushei doiraisa, because the many sforim that are written with all kinds of new ideas and new interpretations and understandings of the Torah, mehem nasin bechinas gufin leelu haneshomois shelatipois shehoilchem arumim. These droplets, this seed that was wasted, that did not go into a body, and we said that that's a terrible, terrible form of destruction, these new sforim that come out, they become the bodies for those droplets. They become the kalim, the vessels for those droplets. Kemuva b'mokam acher, as is brought in another place in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, shechidushin doiraisa nas mehem gufin lohem. That new revelations of Torah become the bodies, the packaging, for those souls that were released as a result of sins committed in Pegam HaBris. Kidemashma b'maymar vayhimi kates, as is implied in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran. Vezeh b'chinas chaluka derabonon. With this, we can understand a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, in the Zohar Kodesh, other places. It talks about the garment of the rabbis, chaluka derabbanan, referring to a very high level of spiritual light. This is the levush that the rabbanan, the Torah Shebal Peh, especially the rabbis, who are cranking out new sforim every minute, their sforim, the chidushei Torah of the rabbis, they become garments for those souls that don't have any garments, that were brought into the world without a garment, without a body. Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, Shehu Ribui Hasforim. This term, Chaluka de Rabbonon, is used sometimes to refer to the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the billions of Sforim. Kalidei Chidushin Doiraisa Shemechadesh, because when a Jew is Zoicha to delve into Torah and to come up with a question or come up with a new thought in Torah, Al yedei shemaharher v'choyshe b'divrei Torah, as a result of the person thinking into the Torah. He's learning the parasha of the week, and he's just not just reading it, he's thinking about it. And as a result of thinking about it, he comes up with a question, or sometimes he comes up with an answer. Al yedei ze mesaken pegama machshava, this corrects any sins in thought, shechosha behirhurim roim, where the person allowed himself to think sinful thoughts, ad shebo lechet zeh, until it resulted in this type of sin, chas v'shom, wasting seed, that kind of thing. Ayin likutei moran chelik beis, simen kufei. Look in the second half of likutei moran, chapter 105, where Rabbi Nizal speaks about this. V'alkein tzrichin sheyeh loy emuna, and this is why it's very important that a Jew who is qualified to come up with serious ideas in Torah, sometimes you get a person who's just starting out learning, and they're spouting new ideas which are not grounded. The person didn't have enough education, enough basics to be able to know what's right, what's normal, what's not normal, what's within the framework of Torah, and what's totally out of the ballpark, off the charts. But if a person is studying properly and learning properly, and if a person has the proper guidance, proper rabbis, sometimes even beginners can come up with good questions or an answer to something, this chidushin doiraisa, and sometimes the sitrach or the etzara, that's nothing, it's job. You know, there are people who, whenever they say something, even that's good, they'll make fun of what they said. They'll make fun of their own words. They'll play it down, they'll say, my Torah is nothing, my mitzvah is nothing. And Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that that's not the right attitude. A person is supposed to believe in the chidushin that he's mechadesh, if they have the proper approval, if he's been told that he's qualified to be mechadesh in Torah. We know, for example, Rav Nosson Zal, when he came to Rabbeinu Zal, he was in his 20s. He had completed Shas many times, Shulchan Aruch. He was a major lamdan. Rabbeinu Zal started him on some new learning, going through Shulchan Aruch again and starting to learn Sifrei Kabbalah. And Rabbeinu Zal said to him, I'll let you know when you're ready to be mechadesh, which he did. And that's why we have Likutei Halachos, Baruch Hashem. We have hundreds, thousands of chidushim that Rav Nosson Zal gave us. This is something important for all of us to know. But the Zohar HaKadosh says that one of the greatest tikkunim for a person, and for a person's parents, especially parents who are not living, is when a Jew is zoicha to be able to think in Torah and to be able to come up with a chiddush, something that's not written in another sefer, but again, something that's within the proper framework of Torah. K'mo shekosov shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, that a Jew must believe in his own chiddushim, kedei lechaber emuna b'chochma. Because when he does, he's connecting emuna, believing, in chachma, in seichel, in his chiddush. Bebechinas emunas chachamim. This is also a form of emunas chachamim, believing in yourself. L'sakein mashepogam, in order to correct the area that he messed up in, which was emunas chachamim. This, in fact, is something. It's brought that one time Rabbeinu Zal was talking to Rav Nosson Zal very strongly on the topic of emunas chachamim. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that he got the feeling that Rabbeinu Zal was saying that he's lacking in this area, that Rav Nosson Zal is lacking in the area of emunas chachamim. And Rav Nosson Zal looked at him like, and Rabbeinu Zal answered him, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in your own chidushim? And Rabbeinu Zal had hit the nail on the head, that was something that Rav Nosson Zal needed chizuk in at the time. He needed, because he had been so beaten up by the opposition that he faced in the search that he had for tzaddikim, etc., that of course it leads, when that happens to a person, the person loses self-confidence. We know in the case of Rav Nosson Zal, one time during the heavy, heavy machloikis that he went through, people were talking, he overheard a conversation where people were talking and they were mentioning that one of Rabbeinu Zal's students, who was not close to Rav Nosson Zal, that he mentioned that he had a dream. And the dream was sort of something that was supporting his position, his derech, etc. And the people were saying this in as if to say that, so who knows if Rav Nosson Zal is so right about his path. Rav Nosson Zal said, you want to talk about dreams? I'll tell you about a dream that I had. And he said a short while ago, Rabbeinu Zal came to him in a dream together with another person, standing with another rabbi. And Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal was looking at him, you know, broken, because he was going through such heavy machloikis from Jews, from supposedly religious Jews. And Rabbeinu Zal consoled him by telling him in Yiddish, but you did a very good job with your Sfarim, you know, consoling him that with everything going on, you've done a very good job with your Sfarim. And he said the other rabbi that was with Rabbeinu Zal shook his head and said, yes, yes. So Rav Nosson Zal said, I asked Rabbeinu Zal, who is that? And he said, Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave the haskama on the Likutei Halachos on Rav Nosson Zal's forum, you know. So this is, here we're addressing this issue of Emunas Chachamim in many different shapes of forms. It's brought about Odom Arishon, the Sforim right, that Odom Arishon was Poigim, his Pigam was Emunas Chachamim. The question is, which rabbi was he Poigim in? The answer is, himself. Hashem had spoken to him, Hashem had given him clear instructions what to do. He knew what he had been told. When Chava came along and said, this guy told me, the snake said so-and-so, Odom Rishon should have said, snake bake, snake jumping away. He's going to tell me? You know who I am? Odom Rishon was giving shurim to Malachim. The Malachim were coming to him to learn. And it was a lack of emunas chachamim, a lack of emun in himself. This is what the Sforim write. That was one of the pigamim of the Eitz Hadas. We'll hold it over here for now. Continue.